I'd recommend that you, if you get a chance, read for yourselves today that speech of Paul at Miletus, the port town outside Ephesus, and the human beauty of it, for one thing. He's warning them. He loves them. When he finally tells them, "You won't see me anymore," they weep. They hug him. And at the heart of that, you see, is this care about their minds. He keeps saying, "I know they're going to be wolves come among the sheep to destroy it." How? Through error. Through error. Now, explicitly and implicitly, every day, our minds are under an incredible attack. The basic presuppositions of the whole civilization in which we live is there is no God. You know, that was an interesting little thought that some of our ancestors had, and we're very good people. But there's no God. It's here. This is it. And we have to build this world better. And the ones who lead this are not any better. Tragedy to my mind when you look at this desire that there be justice is that all the leaders of the Communist Party in Russia owned 4 or 5 villas while the poor still were poor. Deception. This text now, we have probably one more passage to go before we finish. This prayer of Jesus. Keep them in your name. What can that mean? What name? Father. How to keep them? To know you. To know you as Father. In their own hearts and souls. In their own spirits. To know you as Father. Not to guess, you know, not to say, "Well, everybody says so," but to know you. Keep them in your name that you have given me. From all eternity, you see, from all eternity, hard for us to grasp, there's always been a Father because there's always been a Son. And yet, the Father generates the Son. With no time, there wasn't a Father, and then he generated the Son. This is an eternal, eternal relationship. But it's a Father and Son. So though they are equally infinite, equally beautiful, equally God, the Son always reflects back the Father. And so, in that sense, you see how the Father has given his name to the Son. He has revealed himself. As St. Leo says somewhere, balbuciendo quantum possumus, stammering as best we can when we talk about the Trinity, you know? But we have to. He's our God. This is the family into which we're called for all eternity. Listen to the way they relate. And listen to his love for us. I kept them in your name so that they may be one just as we are one. Now, you've got to know what the oneness is in God, right? Before you've got any idea of what we're called to. That's breathtaking. The total, total self-gift. There's one of the theologians used to say, the Trinity is subsisting altruism. It's concern about the other raised to an infinite and glorious level. That's God. That makes it so much more mysterious. Why would he create? He's got everything from all eternity. You know, companionship, love, giving love, receiving love. It's all there. So why create? One reason, to share it. Shares it with the planets because they exist. That's already a sharing. Shares it with the plants. They live. Shares it with the animals. They live. They live and move. That's how you tell it between a plant and an animal, right? They move. And then, to take something of himself and put it in matter. And that's us. Is that enough? No. I'll give you a share of my life forever. Divine life. We threw it back in his face. And he said, I will come and repair that too. That's, you see, that's who he is. Now we have this prayer, and if we listen, if we pray, we'll catch a glimpse of this kind of love, not just between the Father and the Son, but for us. Huh? When I was with them, I protected them in your name, which you gave me. Your name is the expression of your reality. So what's his name? Father. Father. You know, the theologians who work at this with faith. What a delight, huh? The name of the Father. The name. I kept them in your name. I told them who you are. I died and rose and poured out them for 40 days. I'm going to teach them about you. And then, for 500, 200, 1,000 centuries, who knows? I'll go on teaching them who you are. I've kept them all but one. Everybody's free. That's the frightening part. We could blow all this. St. Philip Neri used to say to God, Lord, keep your hand on Philip, or Philip will betray you. That's where we're at. You know, we're all potential traitors. Now I'm coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. Would you like to be as happy as God? It's a gift. That's the source of the unity. You want to be one, go plunge yourself into the heart of the Father. And you'll be transformed and you'll work for unity. Blessed are the peacemakers. Why? Because they're the children of God. I gave them your word. This is why you hear our Lord praying this at the very depth of the church all the time. I gave them your word, and the world hated them. Why would they hate us? Because, you see, the issue is, as Augustine said long ago, there's two cities. There's the city that's built on the love of self to the contempt of God. And there's the city built on the contempt of self to the love of God. We have our choice. You see, the world hated them. Because if we're living our faith, we're saying to the world, stop loving yourself and love God. They don't belong to the world any more than I do. Can you imagine Jesus turning on the radio and doing rock and roll? I mean, we're not supposed to do that either. I don't ask you that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They've got to be here right in the middle of the world. Not in the surface, but in the depth. Because they have to bring my word of salvation. That's why I'm doing all this. I'll have a place to live in my church. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. The truth is the revelation of the Father. The more we are aware of, the more we love the Father. Trust Him. Rely on Him. Look to Him. Rejoice in Him. Want to be with Him. You see, the more we do that, the more we're consecrated in the truth. I consecrate myself for them, that is, the cross, so that they may be consecrated in truth. It's wonderful to hear this prayer of Jesus coming from his heart now as he prays for his church and for this poor world.